So when President Trump, remember when the stimulus checks were going out from the president, he took it upon himself to send out letters to all Americans.
Yeah, he signed.
Signed them and talk about what he was doing for the American people.
Right.
And even signing the checks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember I had to take the president to task a little bit. It's, Mr. President, I understand what you're doing, but probably an unnecessary expense. We already know what's going on. This has been talked about. You held news conferences. There should have been great. I think it was communicated, and signing the checks probably.
Yeah, campaign time, yeah.
Because right. It turned into a political issue.
Well, didn't George Bush do that too, though, when they did the tax cuts in 01?
I'm trying to remember.
I thought that there was a signed check with his name on it or something, or at least a letter that went along with it, I thought. So
I'm holding my hand a letter that you guys didn't get, though, from President Biden. And it's very, I won't read the whole thing, but there's a lot of politicization in it because it's talking about the upcoming child tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And how, as the letters reads, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, which he did. I don't argue the presidents are not saying anything untruthful. It's just using it in a, I'm telling you about another important economic benefit that you are going to get. When I took office, I promised the American people that help was on the way, and here comes your help. And it talks about the expanded child tax credit, which is going to be starting next week for those who qualify. And again, I hope you didn't get this letter.
No.
I was going to say, because if you did, it'd just be further expense. Again, it's just an expense I don't think is necessary. Although I do have to say, I have to give kudos for both sides of the paper being used.
Oh, okay.
One side in English and the other side in Spanish.
Oh, all right. So utilizing, not wasting paper.
Not wasting paper. what does concern me, though, and basically it's telling me everything I already know, that everyone should know through general news conferences the president has had and all the attention being paid to it, talking about what it's all about, how you might be getting up to this amount of money depending on the age of your child, and that these payments are coming automatically. You don't need to take any actions. It's all based on your records that the IRS has and stuff like that. And it mentions that if you have any questions, you can visit childtaxcredit.gov. Okay, fine. But there are some serious consequences that I think are being ignored. If you're going to send this out, send it out. And there's nothing in here that talks about how that you can opt out of this, which I think is the key for some people. And we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. Depending on people's economic status at the end of 2021, it might turn out that they do not get this tax credit, that they're going to take money early, and they're going to have to give it back. And if you have a child that turns 18 during the year, doesn't mention that in here, heads up, you're going to have to get that money back because your child's not going to qualify.
Do they prorate it? I mean, part of the year,
From what I understand, I don't see that. Now, that's a possibility, but even at that point, if it's prorated, you're still going to. On the other hand, though, it does say that, and this is not here in this letter, but if you have a birth, you will qualify for the tax credit by birth. So it's kind of
could be December 31st and only part of the year, and you get it.
That's exactly right. But I'm sure that if your child turned 18 on December 31st, you still wouldn't qualify because your child turned 18 during the year. I don't think it's prorated. I'd have to double check that. But
be interesting.
I just think, again, there's some important issues that should be mentioned here that, hey, if you're going to give me a letter of information, I think it would have been better to say, check with your tax preparer because you might find yourself facing a situation you don't want to be in when your 2022 tax returns come along because you don't know what your economic status, and especially if you're on the line there of where your status might be.
Maybe that's if people visit that website.
They could find that probably, I'm sure.
Maybe some of that information there.
Childtaxcredit.gov.
Right.
I just don't like when presidents take these opportunities to. And you're right. Other presidents have done so. We could probably go back in history and find other times, too, that this has occurred. It's the news conference, rely on the media.
I was just going to say, presidents are trying to take credit and politicize things? that they think will benefit them?
And frankly,
not at all.
At this day and age, for most parents you're trying to reach, the mail probably not the best communications.
Especially you're right with parents nowadays. Yeah, because you're talking parents in their 20s and then even in 30s. Yeah, that go through email. Well, not even email. Go through text messages.
Fine. They're probably
a text message.
I'm sure the government's got your number.
Oh yeah.
It's 751 on WSGW.